Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com. Now, it's the Rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Grizzlies 10-10. Head out on the road, Scotiabank Arena, I believe it is, tonight in Toronto. Oh, by the way, pregame right here. You can hear it on 92.9. Starts at 6 p.m. with Jessica Benson, who we had on earlier in the first hour. Always appreciate having Jessica on Tuesdays. You can hear her right here. 6 p.m. is the early tip because it is an early game. Being in Toronto, tip is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last I looked, Toronto a 3.5-point favorite, again, against a Grizzlies team that they came back from a double-digit deficit last week, I believe it was last Wednesday on, thanks in large part to Precious Achiuwa, the aforementioned Precious Achiuwa. Hit three threes, had 17 and a quarter. John and I have already said, hey, love you to death, Precious, but you can't do that again tonight. The big news for the Grizzlies is you're trying to do this in the second game now without Ja Morant, who obviously sprained his knee a couple of games ago, going to be out for at least a couple of weeks. So you're trying to hold down the fort. And if you're looking for silver linings, right, with Jai out, and that's the thing, you're just trying to tread water, it sounds like, for a couple of weeks here. While he's gone, you're able to do that last year, go 4-4 without him. I mean, you look at the teams that are coming up, and yes, this Toronto one showed last week that it can get you, but you got Oklahoma City. Jessica mentioned that one. You know, Dallas right now, kind of been up and down. I mean, that's not a team that absolutely scares you. You got them a couple of times. Then Houston coming up here in early December. So there's some opportunities against some bad teams to stay afloat here. And I'm telling you, you got capable dudes with Jaren Jackson, who you've seen step up here, especially around the basket of late. Dylan Brooks now back. And I think it's an opportunity, and I mentioned this earlier, you know, the Grizzlies, one of the worst defensive teams in the league this year. You were top 10 last year. It's something that's left us all scratching our head this season because, for the most part, it's a lot of the same cast. And Lord knows Jonas wasn't like a defensive stopper. You thought you were going to be a little bit better with Steven Adams. The fact is, Steven hasn't been a huge defensive upgrade for you. He has not. But one of the things that hurts you there is Ja Morant up at the top. With him gone, you already know it's a mindset that's got to change in terms of guys. It's an effort thing on defense. We've talked about this with Scalabrine. And so with him gone, I think it can further help you lock in on that side. You know, Sacramento, but they only scored 101 points. Mm-hmm. You know, in this last one, you've been giving up, you know, what Atlanta score? 132. Toronto had 126. Utah was up there at 118. So getting back down, you know, without John on the floor, that mentality, you know, maybe it helps you do that in some ways or another. I'm not telling you in any kind of way this is a better team without Ja Morant, because it is not. But again, Grizzlies up against Toronto tonight. You're trying to avenge a 13-point loss to him. Should be plenty of reasons to go out there and play well tonight, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, I think you think about the next, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, right, which is sort of...
I got the schedule pulled up. It's not, like, daunting.
Well, 8 of the next 13 are against playoff teams from last year. That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, this is before Christmas, yeah. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult without Ja. I mean, you're not going to play the Kings every night. And I do think at some point the adrenaline does wear off and it sets in that you don't have Ja Morant, who sets the tone for them. Who's going to set the tone now? Dylan's going to have to do it every single night.
See, the thing about that stat is, like, you know who's in there? Philly.
Right.
Philly ain't the same team as it was last year.
Yeah.
Especially during the regular season.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, I agree.
That thing about the playoff teams and what you're facing. Toronto, OKC, Dallas twice, Miami, Los Angeles. Yeah, Miami, Los Angeles. You look at some of those and say, well, probably going to be L's. But Houston, that Philly team that I mentioned, what I'm just saying.
Well, I'm excited about playing the Lakers. That's going to be a fun one. That's probably a dub.
Especially if it's only a couple of weeks
yeah.
for Ja Morant. like, this is not daunting. Yeah, you can read it off that way and tell me they were all playoff teams, but any given night in the NBA, this team can go out there and win, especially against, again, Golden State wasn't mentioned. You know, you're not talking about the best of the best up there, other than Miami.
Every single night, something incredible happens in the NBA. There is no doubt about that. You don't need Brian Windhorst to tell you that, do you?
I think he's stopped saying it.
Well, because he watches the Lakers.
And you should as well.
Nothing ever incredible happens to the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you like watch them play? They can't beat anybody by double digits. Do you know they've only got one double-digit win this year?
What's amazing is that the Grizzlies are worse than them defensively, last I checked.
Yeah, but the Lakers don't. Like, when you watch them, bro, it's hard to put your finger on it, you know, because the talent and just the names, you know, that you're programmed to believe are just awesome, right? Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook. And it's just like, something's not there, bro. Like, and it's not ever going to be there.
I think now you're actually hitting on something with the Lakers.
There's no switch that they can flip.
They think LeBron and those guys can still flip the switch with the way they're built. They're not going to be able to
watch them.
Especially on the defensive end.
I'm not going to get into the reasons why I watch this.
I think we can figure it out.
Gambling.
But I did watch them against the Detroit Pistons.
For what possible reason you watching that game? Like, we
only degenerates would admit this.
Only degenerates who had the Pistons plus 10 would ever admit or acknowledge they were watching
John,
this game.
Be careful now.
Now, you two clowns would say, why on earth would you ever take the Pistons plus 10 against the Lakers?
You got to do better.
But check the final score, Brad Carson.
I think we saw the Lakers lose twice to OKC this year. Like, I don't think we would doubt that that's a possibility, that they would let Detroit hang around in a game
did.
Like that.
And it looked like for the first time.
If anybody's watching this year.
It looked like for the first time, I think they got up like 16 or 17 in the third quarter, like the Lakers did. And it's like, oh, man, like finally they're going to put away a team that they're supposed to put away. But guess what? Detroit got right back in that thing. And it's just like, if I'm a Laker fan, I'm disgusted right now. I'm disgusted by this. I know this wasn't a segment about the Lakers, but like the Lakers don't scare me, even with the Grizzlies without having Ja. They should still beat the Lakers at home.
They made the moves to get Westbrook all that with the hopes that they wouldn't be a 7 again, which is what ended up killing them last year, because you get a Phoenix team that's a 2 and you're out early. And look at where they're at right now. They're right back in that spot, the same spot. And unfortunately, like you said, they think they're going to be able to flip a switch. I don't think it's going to be able to happen with the way that roster is constructed. Like, there were some key pieces in there, like the Carusos and those guys that you let get away, that some of that glue is what's going to cost you any chance of being able to get up out of that spot and back to a top four. I just don't think it's happening with the Lakers, not with the way that team's built.
No.
The other thing about the Grizzlies, I want to shout out, because we rarely ever do this, but he did get paid, and he's given some of it back. Jaren Jackson, with given an initial $150,000 as part of his much-required fundraising campaign, giving to programs such as Arts Memphis, Girls Inc., Memphis Slim House, Vance Avenue Youth Development Center, Women's Foundation for Greater Memphis. Look, I mean, I know we basically require it of these guys. We expect it of them when you get the big bucks to give back. And you know, you get these releases and everything else. We pretty much just kind of thumb our nose at, hey, going through it. But good deal that you're giving back to
the. That's still real money that he's, you know, allocating, you know.
There ain't no question about it. And he does, you know, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to do it.
Like, nobody would judge Jaren or anybody if they just didn't do it.
Or if it's more of you give back to your hometown or whatever else.
Absolutely.
And maybe not so much the NBA, the city that you're playing in.
Yeah.
So we do it to say, thank you, Jaren Jackson, for giving back. Again, this becomes expected of these guys to a point that we rarely talk about it when they do it. So
it's still
a shout out the good news that is Jaren giving
those are
to
some,
these
Those are some super worthwhile causes.
Absolutely, 100%.
Like, I was watching you know, maybe it's just me. I'm just getting soft in my old age. I was watching the NFL spot last night with My Cause, My Cleats, man. It made me damn near emotional, man, you know? Maybe it's the time of year.
Being a girl dad, you should respect the way he goes all out for the girl side.
Absolutely.
Like, that's part of it. Girls, Inc., girls and women in the pursuit of sports. Like, he goes extra for girls. And as a girl's dad, you should appreciate that even more. Stop being so hard on him when you talk about his game.
It's never been about Jaren as the person.
You want to talk about the money he's making.
It's never been about the person.
He's given it a lot of it back, and he loves girls.
It's never been about
the best way possible.
It's never been about the person, Jason, and you know that.
The advancement of women.
Look, need advocates, man. We need advocates for our young women. There is no question about that. And so I am certainly I am glad to see that Grizzlies back in action tonight. And I think, based on Jaren's goodwill, they have earned a win karmically. So I think the universe will smile upon the Grizzlies tonight, even though it is on the road and even though they are 3.5-point underdogs.
Yeah, they're 3-5 on the road this season.
Girls Inc. will come through for Jaren Jackson Jr. and the Memphis Grizzlies tonight.
Next story.
Okay, moving on. Jonathan Givony has his new big board out. This is something that we'll be paying attention to all year long. This is for 2022. So it only involves, of course, Jalen Duren and DeAndre Williams and Earl Timberlake and those kinds of guys. It does not involve Amani Bates, or as Archie Miller calls him on the Jeff Goodman podcast, Imoni. Like, come on, man. We got to get, you know, it's not Imoni.
Imoni.
Yeah. Which, you know, I guess I could see phonetically why you would go with Imoni. But, like, somebody on that podcast has got to correct him. Imoni is just not his name. Regardless, Jalen Duren did fall a spot. He did slip from 3 to 4 on the big board here. Jabari Smith, who is a power forward there from Auburn, took his spot at number 3.
It's Duren, right? It's not Duren. Duren.
No, it's not Duren.
Yeah, you know, our guy, who used to be on, my guy, KJ and Z, Zoobs.
Zoobs?
You know, Zoom and Mahenty.
He's now doing like a college basketball show.
On TV.
But you're talking about mispronouncing names, and he had it like Duran, you know, almost Jalen Duran. I just wanted to.
Like Duran just, Duran.
Yeah, kind of like
get
that.
Get that cleaned up.
That's what that's all about.
And listen, this he shouldn't be dropping. What game was that where he had that monster 22 and whatever? Was that Western Kentucky?
No. Yeah, I think it was Western Kentucky. Yeah, I think it was Western
Kentucky. Was it not Western Kentucky?
Okay.
That monster game.
All I remember from that game was the turnovers.
See, if you're dropping him because he just had, you know, had a 3-shot game.
Well,
and
he had a bad week in Brooklyn. He did. He had a bad week in Brooklyn. Now, part of that was foul trouble. Part of that was just offense around him. But he did have a bad week in Brooklyn. And Givony was there for both games.
The team had a bad week, more so than Jalen Duren had a bad
week.
The
team went 1-1, Coach.
Young kids, especially ones who are 17, getting foul trouble all the time. Like
I agree.
Like, I'm not dropping, you know what I'm saying, because a kid got in foul trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially one that's 17. That's my whole thing. I thought the problem was more Jalen Duren didn't get enough touches. Mm-hmm. Jalen Duren is dominant at the college level when you feed him. And when his motor is on and running. That's another thing. It has to be on Jalen Duren, too. You got to be that dude at all times. But I thought that was more of a Tigers issue than a Jalen Duren.
I agree with you.
That's my whole thing. I didn't think all of a sudden, oh, Jalen looks limited. Let's drop him down and, you know, better drop him a couple spots.
Yeah, I think.
And he's going to do a couple of, the, you know.
He'll come up. He'll
he has
down,
to.
Whatever,
some guys,
yeah.
You know, you got to have some movement in your, Devontae's got to have some movement in his pole here.
I think the biggest question for Jalen, just in terms of solidifying his spot, is like, is he going to be able to consistently, like, knock down a baseline jumper? Is he going to be able to stay out of foul trouble? Is he going to be able to, you know, do all these things and improve. And I'm assuming he will because the physical profile is just there. But that's kind of what I'm looking
right,
for
but
for
yeah,
him.
Like, who's expecting him to come into the league and be Dwight Howard at, you know, 19 years old? No one. That's it. Everybody knows it's going to take some time. So
yeah.
I thought you were always, to that point, I thought you were always drafting him on the potential and look at that body. And that did not change,
yes.
You know, based on what occurred at the Barclays.
I believe Earl.
Who moved back up? Hardy?
No, Jabari Smith.
My bad. I didn't hear you on that part.
Yeah, you just tuned out because you just heard that Jalen got dropped, and at that point you could no longer –
because that's my dude. He's going to win Conference Player of the Year. He's going to win everything as long as these Tigers don't blow it.
You were just inconsolable at that point, Jason. Earl Timberlake has fallen out of the top 100.
No, that was bound to happen.
For the 2022 NBA draft. This is a guy that coming into the season was a projected lottery pick, just to put that into perspective.
He is the X factor to me. He's the key to this, all of this to me.
Yeah, clearly at this point you have to put him in the starting lineup. Because his stock is
well, the Nolly thing didn't work. You know, Imoni at the it was more Imoni at the one, Nolly back in, but that didn't work.
Correct.
So absolutely.
I think to salvage this young and look, it is about that. I'm not saying it's the Earl Timberlake show, but look, you got to do right by that kid too, because he came in thinking he's a lottery pick, and now he's off the board.
Well,
completely.
I ain't as much worried about that as I am killing two birds, though.
But then
I also reach what I think's my highest ceiling when I've got him as my primary playmaker. And that process, getting him comfortable in, needs to start, because you don't want to be doing that middle of the conference season, having, you know, dropped some more of these conference games in a spot where maybe he can't already help you in that spot. And if it's like our – who was it yesterday? One of our callers, Melvin, said – where you have to work it to that, right? Maybe he ain't comfortable, you know, against Georgia right now starting at point guard. Well, Alex Lomax can get him there, and you can pull Alex as soon as you're, you know, ready to get Earl. But that process needs to start. And I'd be shocked if we didn't see it, you know, happening, you know, starting tomorrow. down to Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that should be the way it goes.
It's just the best answer right. on a team that may not have the
not ideal because
doesn't have an elite answer.
You would have liked to be entering this stretch knowing, all right, this is the lineup and it's going to get tough. And but we're 10 toes down with our guys here, but here we are, you know. And you got to again, I love Amani. He can't do that job. He cannot do that job.
Yeah, there's just too much on him when he's having to do that too.
Free him up.
He needs
Let him
to
be
he
the
needs
scorer.
To be free. You and see, he plays better free.
Yeah, like the first three. Now, granted, it was against crappy teams, but I don't think there's any coincidence that like he just looked. He looked better when he was not the point guard, right? In the four games,
I'd say more confident.
Yes. Yes.
He's thinking when he's having to play point guard.
He just pulls
you
up.
Don't want him, Monty Bates, thinking.
He's pulling up from three.
I want him just playing ball.
Letting it fly.
It's the same thing for Earl. I just want these guys to go out there and just use their talent.
Yes.
And not think about so much about everything else. And I think the way you do that, if you can just keep them out there, right, the fewer guys you play, Will, you know, guys going to be going to get more comfortable, seems like to me. And again, that's not a, here's a suggestion. It's what Penny Hardaway said this preseason you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense. You kill two birds. Maybe you rebuild Earl's stock in doing that, and you get this team comfortable with him as a primary playmaker.
Yeah, I'm not going to overreact to one spot drop for Jalen Duren. Just goes to show you that,
dude's a beast at the college level.
You're still he's still a top five pick regardless, it feels like. It's going to be very hard for him not to be. But anyway, that's the latest over there at ESPN.com. Jalen Duren now at number 4 on the top 100 big board.
Next story.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but everywhere that Matt Nagy goes, And maybe a part of me is starting to feel bad.
Thank you for
saying
that.
I've wanted this so much.
This is important.
But what I do know is I'm not alone, because everywhere he goes or his son goes or every game that occurs in Illinois, it looks like there always is a chant that breaks out. And it's the chant of Fire Nagy. How about this?
The kid's getting it at the high schools, huh?
Yeah, kid got it. Notre Dame was trailing Illinois, though. And since then, Notre Dame was trailing Illinois. This was on Monday in the second half when the Fire Nagy chants broke out there from the fans in attendance. Yeah, the high school game you're talking about, they recently had to apologize to Nagy because the Fire Nagy chants were directed at the high school where his son plays football, and the team actually was beating his son's team, and they were saying Fire Nagy there. And this is where, you know, it sort of gets
That's
ugly.
Rough, man.
It sort of gets ugly. I'm someone who has long been a proponent of firing Matt Nagy. He has wasted plenty of talent with the Chicago Bears. This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because where do you see a coach like outlast this?
Oh, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Right.
So I need you to send a message to my girl, Virginia McCaskey.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. We'll do that. We'll get it up the rotary, I guess.
Yes. And you know what that message is?
What's that?
Get it done.
Well, she's going to get it done.
Get it done.
The only reason why he didn't get fired this week was because it got out.
The Chicago Bears.
You thought that was real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they just...
The thing about that is the guy that broke the news, he was been like a news reporter, but he's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Right. He works for Patch, you know, which I did not even realize was still a thing.
I didn't either.
What is Patch?
It used to be like this hyper-local, neighborhood thing.
I see.
It's a former Pulitzer Prize winner working for Patch.
He's a Pulitzer.
And he came out, broke the news that the Bears were going to fire Matt Nagy after Detroit. And the Bears had to come out and address it and
but
everything
they've
else.
Never,
John believed it. I don't know.
They've never fired a coach
Why
in.
Put me on it, man.
Bears have never fired a coach in season. They've
He's
never done
Pulitzer
that.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, man.
So I'm saying the Bears, they don't fire in midseason, though. It was odd because, again, this is a guy with a resume, plenty of credibility in terms of as a reporter.
He got bad info, huh?
The way the Bears had to respond.
Anymore.
Either way, though, that got out. Matt Nagy's still the coach. Bears probably going to wait to the end of the season. Everywhere he goes, chance break out of fire. Matt Nagy, including his son's high school, that kind of thing. Hopefully this gets done at some point. Bears didn't help anything, man, beating Detroit.
Yeah, well, it's Detroit.
It wasn't a happy Thanksgiving for
your boy. It's Detroit. That team is terrible. And DeAndre
We tried to give them their first win. They didn't want to take it.
Yeah, I mean, that team is so bad.
We don't have any of our guys. Khalil Mack wasn't out there.
No doubt.
We got Dalton out there again.
Yeah, but who do they have?
Allen Robinson didn't play. Mooney's like the one now. And
y'all
still,
took
Detroit
DeAndre Swift
lost.
Out of the game in the second quarter. So they were down to their backup running backs.
That coach?
Dan Campbell.
Campbell?
Yeah.
Now he's calling plays.
Yikes.
So he couldn't keep track of the timeouts. They were a hot mess.
They were.
Dude is going to get fired.
Brutal.
I know we liked it early on when he was showing all that emotion or he's calling out golf and all that. It looks like a guy who was in over his head and is just underwater right now. So, yeah, they couldn't beat the lowly Bears. We tried to give them their first victory, the Lions. Matt Nagy will be fired at some point. It's just got to happen.
Next story.
On to the NBA. It's a big night in the NBA tonight, believe it or not, Jason.
Oh, Lakers playing, apparently.
No, it is Warriors versus Suns.
The two hottest
teams in the NBA are going to meet tonight at Footprint Center. That is where the game is going to be played. It is going to be the first time where both of these teams enter with a winning percentage of at least 85%, and they're at least each are at least on a 7-game win streak. It is only the 5th matchup in NBA history with a combined win percentage of at least 88%. So this is history, not just with these two teams, just in general with the NBA. The NBA is elusive because a lot of times when you get these matchups on paper, like a guy doesn't play, and you know, a couple guys sit out, whatever the case may be, it sort of seems like everybody's pretty much healthy for this one, other than Clay. Like Clay's not good, but the Warriors are 18-2 without Clay. So
And James.
Yeah, so this is the version. Well, really, did you really need to throw that in there,
dude,
buddy?
They throw it in there. James Wiseman's he's a number 2 pick in the draft.
Yeah,
fool.
But what has he done in a while?
Hurt.
Right.
He hasn't. When he gets back, you think he's going to be the 13th guy on the team? No.
I don't know.
He's
going
to come back to a role.
James Wiseman doesn't love basketball.
Kerr and them, y'all did him wrong. You should let somebody else draft him.
Yes.
Whatever, whether they trade him or not, he's still a part of this thing going forward. He's a number 2 pick.
You think James Wiseman loves basketball?
That ain't got anything to do.
It has everything to do with it.
That's not what I'm asking here. Can Golden State make that a success? Can they make him work? Can he be a part of that rotation? Absolutely he can. All of a sudden, the folks out here like James Wiseman can't play.
Do you think this is a Western Conference?
Man, when James Wiseman, to start the year last year, got a rebound, went coast to coast, and got a layup, you and Brian Windhorst were going freaking crazy up in here. Let the kid get healthy.
I never did
him get through. Yes, you did.
No,
he went coast to coast.
That was,
looks like a
that
perfect
was at
fit.
That was
looks
at
like
Memphis.
It's going to be great.
That was
and now
at
all
Memphis.
Of a sudden, do you really think the guy likes basketball like he's a bust? Give it a break.
No, I'm not saying he's a bust. I'm just asking, do you think he likes basketball? You know? He left Memphis. He hasn't played it really at all with the Golden State Warriors.
It's not because he doesn't like basketball, John. It's because he's been hurt.
Well,
give it a chance. Some things you got to wait and see first before you say that's never going to James Wiseman never going to be a success in the league.
Oh, I'm not,
which is pretty much what you're implying.
Well,
here.
I mean, I would bet against it right now. I would bet against it.
Who will have more success, Zion Williamson or James Wiseman,
well,
John?
Zion's already had more success than James. I mean, just by his name.
For the career we're talking about.
I'd still say Zion, no question. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's like kind of not fair to James to put him in. If Zion's like not 500 pounds, he's coming back. Look at the Pelicans. Look at, like, they're rolling right now. Brandon Ingram's back. Jonas put up 50 on your head last night. I'm sure Steven Adams will have a solid 8-6 for you.
No, now you a Pelicans fan? Man, who you with?
I don't know. It changes every day.
It ain't the Grizzlies. That's what we know. That part don't change.
I tell you this. I am an enigma that even I can't figure out on a daily basis. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like my agendas change, my feelings change, my thoughts change. But I will tell you this.
So James Wiseman can't be a contributor for an 18-2 Golden State team. And when I mention him with Clay coming back, it's disrespectful.
I had to
get up out of here.
I had to rack my brain for who you're talking about. I had to really dig through. What is he? Who is James? Who is he talking about?
He was the number 2 pick in the draft.
Who is he talking about?
Yeah.
You want to give James some credit for the start? 18-2, you want to give some James some credit?
No, he doesn't deserve any credit, but he can come back and help this thing. Absolutely.
We all right, man. We don't need James' help, man. We good. 18-2. Now,
okay,
Clay, we need Clay back.
Clay ain't played in like damn near 2 years, and it's like come on back and be your old self.
Clay is going to be
more confidence.
A Hall
he's going to be just fine. Right.
Clay is one of the greatest shooters of all time.
coming back from some devastating injuries.
Now, can you take your own personal agenda out and answer this for me?
Man, used to love James when he come up in here, but now he doesn't even like basketball. You loved him when he was doing interviews.
People change, Jason.
Helping your ratings.
People change.
You loved him then. Now he doesn't love basketball.
I'm the only one who benefits from ratings around here.
Sucker won't ever be a contributor for Golden State.
Do you think?
Do
you think this?
Y'all amazing where you turn on these kids.
Do you think this will be a preview of the Western Conference Finals?
Nice socks, James. Isn't that what you used to tell him?
I think that was Bennett. Is this a Western Conference Finals preview?
It could very well be so.
I need a definitive yes or no. Yes, of course it is.
No.
Who else?
I'm just not ready to give Drew Hill the fact
that Golden State is number one.
Drew Hill is like a genius right now.
No, because if Steph goes down, it's all over.
Yeah. Well, that's true for anybody.
Steph's in his 30s. It's a little bit different, like the way they're built. If one of them old guys goes down, it's Draymond. Because, frankly, what they do defensively is all orchestrated by him. Like, they lose any of these guys, it's still pretty thin. So, no, I'm just going to say no just because.
Okay, so who is it?
Because I'm going to bet the field. I'm just going field.
No, the hell with the field. The field's going to be Golden State when they get Clay back and James, I guess, and Phoenix.
It seems pretty obvious now.
Phoenix has a recipe. They did it last year. They're a cut above
the rest of everyone else in the West.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know. Utah, to me, is a regular season team.
They are. Really.
So I'm not going to sit up here and tell you it's them that's going to keep
one of
those
two out.
Yeah, that's
what they do. They're going to win, you know, 58 games in the regular season, maybe more, and then they're going to get to the playoffs and maybe win a series, and that'll be grand opening, grand closing for the Utah Jazz, just like it always. What's different about them? They ain't changed anything.
Could be. I mean, the issue is the rest of the West. It just, frankly, it's not what it used to be. It's after
Mavericks,
you get past
no.
those top two or three.
Clippers, no.
The Clippers aren't ready.
You know, who
the Lakers we just talked about. Lakers, I can't sit here and talk out of two sides of my neck and tell you all of a sudden they're going to come back and flip the switch.
I'm not betting on
I don't
that.
Believe it's going to happen. I think defensively is where they suck.
Blazers mess.
Denver is not that team it used to be, nope. Sitting there at 10-10.
Now, Jamal coming back like that, is he? When is he coming back? Do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it
Jamal.
It was a possibility that it was going to be the whole season, I thought.
Yeah, if Jamal doesn't come back, then that's going to be a wrap on that. If he does come back, I could sort of see that maybe happening.
Because MPJ's gone.
Yeah, MPJ's gone for a while, yep. So anyway, that you gonna be tuned in tonight, or you gonna have something else to do? Are you gonna be watching the old James Wiseman highlights on YouTube?
Man, this folks turn. Remember how you used to talk to his mom?
I love Donzale.
You love Donzale.
I do. Donzale's a great lady.
You should have told her son doesn't love basketball. Is what you really thinking?
I'm not gonna tell her that. Why would I tell her that? That's rude.
Yep. Once you ain't doing your part for the relationship with John Martin. Out.
I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of true. I ain't gonna lie. That is kind of true.
Crossed out. That's what we see.
I don't deny that. I'm sorry. Does that make me a bad person?
You still root for Precious Achiuwa. What's
he doing? Precious put on. Precious put on for the city.
Precious Achiuwa.
James Wiseman left.
James did a video. He let Penny be
the He was in the video with Penny and drafted. Let Penny get credit there.
Stop. Save
that, bro. He didn't have to do that at all.
Stupid video.
You were the one said he wasn't going to do nothing, and he does it, and you're still mad at him.
I don't want to. That don't matter, man.
Yeah, break.
Precious was 10 toes down, putting on for the city player of the year, freshman of the year.
Stop. Wiseman was the Gatorade National Player of the Year at East High School.
What do I care?
Went to Memphis. They built a whole class around him.
And he abandoned
One of the guys
it.
Is still around. And Lester Quinones wouldn't have been here if not for your boy.
He abandoned it.
Let off the dude talking about he don't like basketball.
Did James abandon it or not?
Let it breathe.
He left.
Let James rebound from his injuries.
He walked out, yes or no. And he did it at the end of the suspension.
How old was he, John? You made any mistakes when you were young?
I never walked out on my college basketball team.
You didn't have no damn team. Nobody wanted you on their damn team.
Well, that was a mistake. That was a mistake, clearly, that those coaches regret to this day. So I'm just saying, I did make mistakes. I 17, 18 years old, but one thing I never did.
Y'all hard on
one game. Thing I never did.
Y'all
I never, I never quit on my college basketball team. Mm-hmm. That is not going to be in my Wikipedia entry, bruh.
Right.
Facts. Anyway, I don't know what you'll be doing tonight, but I'll be watching Phoenix Suns taking on the Golden State Warriors
Gambling.
On TNT. I may gamble on it. Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me? It's a free country.
We can't.
I want y'all to call me Enos Cantor Freedom from here on out. That's my name. I want y'all to refer to me as that. This is the Jason and Freedom Show. But yes, Warrior Suns tonight. Do you have anything else?
No.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to patch this thing back together. And Barrett Jones is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yes. If you got foundation problems, you got a damn basement, you got crawl space issues, concrete issues, like your driveway's cracking, help is right here. One call, a click away. It's the Redeemers Group. They're the local experts and your one-stop shop. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are the team to help you with these kinds of problems. They do crop up from time to time when you're a homeowner. That's just the way it goes. Give them a call. 901-390-9448 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
I've been in this boat before where I've seen those cracks in the walls and haven't wanted to do anything about it except just keep walking past them and hope they fix themselves. But you know what? They don't do that. You need to get the issues solved. You can do it with one simple call to Redeemers Group, of course. They're your local foundation experts. They've got innovative products, permanent solutions, and warrantied works, very important, that are transferable. Redeemers Group's going to fully stabilize your home, stopping those foundation issues at the cause for good, and you got peace of mind. No two foundation problems are alike, but there's one company that can handle them all, every last one of them. For a free estimate, visit RedeemersGroup.com.
Okay, so, you know, what I have an issue with, quite frankly, is I know we weren't on. I know we were. It was Thanksgiving, and this is our first opportunity back, but I haven't heard a peep, not one single peep, and I had to endure 15 minutes about Matt Nagy. I haven't heard a single peep about what the Raiders did to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm not, you know, why would you hear that from me?
It was only the most watched game of the NFL season.
Well, congrats on that.
The most watched NFL game since 1990.
Now, what do you get for that?
A dub.
Nothing.
Dub. Back in the playoff hunt, coach.
Thing.
Yeah.
Get your hopes up high. That's what we like. So it'd be to set you up for disappointment.
It really is.
We like to watch.
It's been a very strange year for them, hasn't it? The strangest.
To say the least.
I have no idea why they won that game.
Folks lost to the Bears this season.
It doesn't matter who was quarterbacking, quite frankly. It doesn't, whether it's Dalton or Justin Fields. It happened to be Justin Fields, which I think it was like his first career start?
I think it was. I think y'all were the first.
Yeah, that will never, ever, 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 ever make sense.
No, but congrats on that. I'll take a page from your book.
I want some sincerity.
Says to me a lot more about the Cowboys than it does the Raiders. Doesn't that sound familiar when you hear that?
Don't be coming over to the Book of Eli and taking pages out of the
Book
of Eli.
I mean, you love that. I'm just trying to learn from you.
Yeah, well,
says to me
there's only one person who can do what I do.
How maddeningly inconsistent the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be past this.
Yeah, don't borrow that from me. Quite frankly, that is just my stick.
But don't you think that's the case here?
Yeah, probably. I guess.
Yeah, it is.
I was watching that game, and I don't know what we did any differently. We've kind of been like that all year long.
No, you recommitted to the run. Stop. We know this very well.
Didn't Derek Carr have like 350 yards?
And Josh Jacobs had like 22, 25 carries, which was the most he'd had in a while, so that helped as well.
Yeah, 373. I think the stat was
that. He'd been doing that all year.
The Raiders are undefeated this year when Derek Carr throws for 300-plus yards. Did you realize that?
No.
Yeah. It's true. So I just throw for 300 yards every week, Derek. Damn. Is it that hard?
I don't think your defense is that good to where it's just all you got to do is throw for 300, you win. Y'all have had letdowns as well. Like I told you, the Bears beat you.
I mean, it's true. We beat the Ravens. We threw for 435. The Steelers, he threw for 382. Dolphins, 386. Broncos, 341. Eagles, 323. And then Cowboys, 373. So if Derek Carr throws for 300 on you, he's walking out of that building with a dub.
That's a lot on him.
It is a lot on him, but that's the heavy is the head that wears the crown, coach, or the quarterback of an NFL team.
He ain't got no crowns. So you ain't talking about nothing but some mess.
He's still in the hunt. You have to say that. The Raiders are still in the hunt. Another result that I was like really blown away by was what the Bengals did to the Steelers.
That's the second time, right?
Swept them. Mm-hmm. 41-10. Now this one was in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati was favored, but 41-10. Big Ben, you guys know I've been trying to get this dude to retire for 10 weeks, and he just won't listen. He won't listen to me.
Well, he's not going to do it in the middle of the season.
He's got sacked 3 times, 2 interceptions. I want to say he had a fumble too. I want to say there was a fumble in there as well.
Well, the guy hit his elbow. I thought he got done when that happened.
Yeah, he had 2 fumbles, lost 1. So it was just, and it's not like Joe Burrow played particularly well. I mean, he did have 1 touchdown, 1 pick. It was just Joe Mixon running all over him. It's just like, that's just not what you expect from a Mike Tomlin coach Pittsburgh team. And, you know, they're kind of coming apart here. Like Chase Claypool was saying that he thinks practices can be a little bit more fun and that maybe we can start featuring some music. And Mike Tomlin had a great quote, man. I got to pull it up because, like, it's such a Mike Tomlin way to say it. He said, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is appropriate. That's such a Mike Tomlin
putting
way.
Putting them back in their place. No. And it's not like Claypool irreplaceable either. I mean, this guy who had Antonio Brown at one point, they moved on from that. I will say this. You can't just say it's a Ben Roethlisberger problem because, to your point, Joe Mixon's running for 165 on you and T. Higgins is catching for 114. Defensively, Roethlisberger, that's not his responsibility. They have just been, you know, Cincinnati's had their number, obviously, this year, but defensively they are not the same. You know, that a once intimidating defense and sort of their calling card. I mean, it's always been the identity for them under Mike Tomlin. This year they are absolutely getting taxed and did for – 41-10. Joe Mixon doing whatever he wanted to. And that was just on the ground. How many receiving? He do anything in 4 catches, but not much in terms of yards. All of it mostly on the ground. 28-165 for 2 touchdowns. That defense is not the same. They've let go.
And Minkah Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt were back for that one. I mean, they had their defense. And that was a shocking result, in my opinion.
They let go of the rope this year.
The Tennessee Titans continue to look like crap.
Well, you got Tannehill out there trying to do it without AJ, without Julio, without Derrick Henry. It's going to probably be pretty ugly.
I mean, come on, man. It's the NFL, man. You got to step up. You just do. I mean, the Raiders lost a lot of pieces. You know, we continue to prevail. We continue to we forge on. You know, so this is not an excuse league, but buddy. You got to turn Westbrook Akina, you know, into a player. You know, Jeff Swaim, he's got to step up. You know, some of the guys like Don, whoever the hell, Hilliard, you know, you got to produce, man.
The story for the Titans has not changed. It's get to the playoffs with those guys that we just mentioned as healthy as possible. Now, there's a good chance you're never going to get Derrick Henry back. But with AJ, with Julio, getting to the playoffs with those guys in some kind of decent shape is the key for them. That's where they can shake things up. But always, look, once Derrick Henry went down, it wasn't like they weren't going to take a step back.
Oh, yeah.
Now you lose to the Texans, that one's ugly, but that's a Patriots team, and it was on the road that's playing as well as anybody in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So there's no shame in that Patriots loss. Their defense can still keep you in games, but when it's just Tannehill, they're not going to be able to win. Point is, they've done enough in that division to win it already, having beat the Colts twice. You're going to get there to the playoffs. Hopefully you can do it in some sort of decent health.
Sunday night.
If they can, they can shake things up.
Lamar Jackson continued to prove that he's the best quarterback in the NFL. 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions to go with 165 yards through to the air. But they do emerge with the victory. 16. I mean, that says a lot to me about the Browns, that you can't turn 4 interceptions from Lamar Jackson into a victory. Like, that's embarrassing. I mean, 4 picks?
Like, didn't they have both of their backs as well?
Yes, Kareem Hunt and Chubb were back, and they got shut down, both of them.
So you tell me. Are you paying Baker Mayfield max-type money for a big – no.
Oh, so you going to turn this into a Baker?
That offense scored, what, 10 points? Who is it then?
The running backs combined for 36 yards.
The whole thing is the whole thing's a mess. This is the question, John. Are you going to pay him elite-level money? The dude is not elite and has not been. That offense has not been elite with him under center. You can blame the backs if you want to, but that's all it ever seems that you Baker Mayfield apologists ever do is blame everything else around him. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever points back at Baker and says, well, no, you're not leading an elite offense.
Baker is an average quarterback.
100%.
He's just an average
quarterback. So they have a choice to make. Why would you pay an average quarterback elite level money? You can't
well,
do
what's
that.
What's your plan? Because you're going to start Jarvis Landry at
eventually,
quarterback?
Eventually, John, it will affect the rest of your team in terms of who you get when you pay that quarterback elite level money. And Baker Mayfield ain't worth that.
I agree.
The rest of the team.
I would give him Brian Kelly's contract. I'd pay him $95 million over 10 years. That's what I'd give him. But mm-hmm. do you think he'd take that?
No.
I don't think he'd take that.
No, I don't think he would.
I would give him that, though. That's what I would offer.
But what did I tell you before? Everybody crowned the Browns. Oh, one of the best rosters in football. This team will be on top of the AFC. And here we are again. What are they sitting there at, 500? I mean, here we are. And now we're going to say, well, it's everything else except Baker again. The whole point, forget that. Even if you don't want to blame Baker for all of the issues, and it's not all of the issues, they cannot pay him elite-level money.
Right.
For the future,
I agree.
Say that's our guy.
Yeah,
it'll have to be on some deal where he's willing to come down. I doubt Mr. Arrogance going to do that. He coming down. You don't humble Baker Mayfield.
No, there is no.
He humbles you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on this week in the NFL, we've talked about it several times, but Green Bay. I know it ended up being a one score game. That was a blowout. They blew out the Rams. They just did. Now it wasn't Lambeau. Whatever.
My man Stafford's not playing well.
But Aaron Rodgers, 28-45, 307 yards, mm-hmm. 2 touchdowns. I really am starting to feel like I think there's some weird stuff going on with the Cardinals with Kingsbury and his name being attached to Jobs and stuff like that. They're all banged up. Now, I know you're going to try to tell me that Kyler's coming back off the bye, but DeAndre Hopkins is banged up. Like, what about
Kyler was already
game?
Close. They're going to be fine.
Yeah. I think there's some weird stuff going on with them. Mm-hmm. I think this has to be the year, and it will be the year that Aaron Rodgers emerges out of the NFC. Like, I think what you're seeing with the Bucs is that when they do put the ball in the hands of Tom Brady too much, you know, it has not equated to wins this year. You know, they put it in the hands of Leonard Fournette. You know, you can beat the Colts the way they did. Aaron Rodgers, to me, is like, how is he not the MVP again? Is he not the MVP again?
Yeah. Who? I mean, he's got a strong case that he is.
Who else? Who else? I mean, you can't say Lamar because Lamar just threw 4 picks. I know they're the one seed right now in the AFC.
Won that game. That's fine. I mean, guys, MVPs throw picks.
Yeah, not that many.
I'm just saying. I don't.
Josh Allen's come back down to
as
earth.
As close as Baltimore has been in some of these games, how you almost lost to Detroit, I don't know if they're, you know, good enough in the AFC that you, okay, this is an MVP year for Lamar. I'm just not there. I'd have a hard time making a case for somebody that's stronger than Aaron Rodgers. I think that's facts. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you over something. I think he's deserving. I'm trying to think. No Tom Brady at this point. Stafford, no, especially based
Kyler,
on the way
no.
you've played the last 3 weeks. Kyler's missed time. Hell, Colt's been fine when he comes in. So in terms of candidates, he's right there at the top. I think, you know, if the Colts had a couple more wins, you'd put Jonathan Taylor there. I think he's leading the league in rushing now, but they don't. And they just lost, so you can't do that. There's probably aren't too many other candidates that got a stronger case than Aaron Rodgers, no question.
Peyton Manning did it back-to-back years in 2008, 2009. It has happened. Peyton Manning did it all the time. It was like you go back and you look at this list. Like, he did it damn near every year.
Josh Allen is a name, but with the way they've played here lately.
Brett Favre did it 3 years in a row in 95, 96, and 97. So it's not unheard of. Montana did back-to-back in 89 and 90. So it certainly has happened. But I feel like, you know, we saw what happened to Aaron Rodgers to the Green Bay Packers when Aaron Rodgers had COVID. That team looked like crap. I mean, now granted, it was Jordan Love, but I thought that was as good a case as anybody could possibly make for the Green Bay Packers. Because
mm-hmm.
if Aaron Rodgers is in that game, is there any question that they win going away?
I mean, if Kansas City continues to be the same Kansas City that's, you know, won 4 in a row here and gets on a roll. Would you not have Mahomes in the category?
Yeah, he can still.
I mean, you're sitting here at 7-4, and you still got, you know, Raiders, Broncos, wins in there. If it's, you know, fixed Kansas City to where he's in the mix,
he can still be heard from. Yes, but I think right now you would have if you were handicapped.
No, I think it's again.
I'd bet on Aaron. I just would.
That's a pretty safe bet right now.
Anyway, that was the week in the NFL. Thanksgiving, Bears win, Raiders win, Buffalo runs away from New Orleans. They're going to put the homie Taysom Hill in there now. He's going to be the guy moving forward. Interesting week in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!